The House sends a strong message to the EPA. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A grassroots effort of farmers and ranchers helped push the U.S. House to move forward with a vote to block the Environmental Protection Agency's Waters of the U.S. proposal. Michael Clements has more.
By a vote of 262 to 152, the House of Representatives sent a message to the Senate and the Obama administration that the EPA is committing regulatory overreach. The tally included 35 Democrats voting to block the rule. American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish says the bipartisan vote signifies Republicans and Democrats alike are concerned by the EPA's actions, and they listen to America's farmers.
I'm very gratified by the grassroots activities of farmers and ranchers everywhere that work to ditch this rule. This strong vote in the House gives us a lot of momentum. It gives us momentum to turn the heat up in the Senate.
The president almost immediately threatened a veto if the bill would make it to his desk. Parrish says passage reconfirms the concerns of people who believe the administration's rulemaking process is improper.
It is going to bode really well for us when we move over in the Senate. We need to get something to the president's desk.
Parrish also called on Farm Bureau members to make their voices heard in the upcoming November elections regarding the bill to block the EPA's proposal.
It's going to be important to bring it up in local elections, in state elections, and obviously in federal elections. There's a number of critical Senate races out there. It's the kind of issue that really should allow a voting constituent to understand where their candidates lie on this kind of issue, and it's going to be huge.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch wants to remind farmers and those who own property it's very important to go online and make comments to the EPA about why we need to ditch this rule.
We would just continue to encourage our members and all of agriculture to make their comments, and they have up until October the 20th to do that.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.